Masechet Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. Ike J. Shehebar in honor of his grandparents, Mr. Ike and Jeanette Beebe. We bless Mr. Ike Shehebar, who's been a sponsor of the Daf Yomi for many days. They should continue to enjoy success, health, and happiness. May his grandparents also enjoy much nachat from him as well as all their grandchildren, and may they only share in simachot for the entire family. Amen.
Daf Ayin Aleph. Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Isaac Shehebar in honor of his parents, Jack and Marilyn. Hashem Alehem Yichyu. Amen. Today's daf is being studied by Alim Ishmat, Acham Baruch, Rafael ben Miriam, and Avraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem, Tanichem, Begin Adam. Amen. We are starting on Ayin Amud Bet, and we will begin four lines from the bottom. Amar Ula Amar Rabbi El Azar. Shelamim Sheshachatan Me'erev Yom Tov Eno Yotze Bahen Lo Mishum Simcha Velo Mishum Hagiga. Which means, if let's say a fellow slaughtered a Korban Shelamim Me'erev Yom Tov, he sacrificed the Korban Shelamim before the Yom Tov, so he cannot use that Korban Shelamim not for his Shalme Simcha, nor can he use it for his Hagigah. As we learned, on Yom Tov there are two obligations. There's the obligation to bring Shalmei Hagigah, that's the Hagigah of Tetvav, and there's also an obligation to bring Shalmei Simcha, that's the Basar that one eats on the holiday to fulfill the Mitzvah of Samachta BeHagecha. So the Chiddush of the statement over here is that if you brought a Shelamim on Erev Yom Tov, you cannot use it to fulfill your obligation, not for the Shalmei Simcha, the following day, nor or for the Shalmei Hagigah. So the Gemara explains. Mishum Simcha, v'lo Mishum Hagigah. Mishum Simcha, how do we know that you cannot fulfill your obligation for the Shalmei Simcha? Dichtiv. V'zavachta, v'samachta. Ba'inan zviha, Bishat Simcha. It says in the Pasuk that you will sacrifice and you will be happy. So the Gemara makes a occasion, says that the slaughtering of the Korban has to be at the time of Simcha, meaning on the holiday itself. And therefore, if you slaughter from before, you're not Yotze. Veleka. It doesn't exist in such a case. Mishum Hagiga. And the reason why you're not Yotze Mishum Hagiga, Have Davar Shebechoba. Because Hagiga is a mandatory korban. Dechol davar shebechoba, anything that is mandatory, en oba ela menacholin, can only come from unsanctified or designated animals. Like we learned on yesterday's daf. Here, this animal that you brought is a shelamim already. It was earmarked for something else. It was slaughtered already from before the holiday for a shelamim. So you cannot use one obligation to poter another obligation. Now that's not the reason for Shalmei Simcha, because we learned yesterday that there's an exemption for Shalmei Simcha. That even if something was earmarked for another Korban, you can use it for Shalmei Simcha. The only problem is in this case was it was slaughtered from before the holiday, and therefore you need Zviha Bishat Simcha. Lema Mesayale. So the Gemara says, I want to bring a proof to this statement of Ula. It says in the Braita, Vayita Ach Sameach. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says that on the Yom Tov, on the holiday, on the Regel, you have to be Besimcha. You have to be happy. Now Rashi tells us right away that this is an extra pasuk, because already it tells us, Hag Sukkot Ta'asilecha Shiva'at Yamim. And then it says, V'samachta B'chagecha. Then it says, Shiva'at Yamim Tachog Vayita Ach Sameach. The pasuk says you have to be happy twice. So the Gemara wants to be Doresh. What does it mean? Vayita achsameya. Lerabot lele yom tov acharon simcha. It's coming to tell you that to include the last night of Yom Tov, that you have to be b'simcha, which means on the eighth day, which we learned already yesterday, that on the eighth day there is no obligation of Hagigah, so to speak. However, on the night of the 8th, which is the last day of the Yom Tov, on that night there's a mitzvah to be besimcha. That's what we learn from the Pasuk, Vayita Ach Sameyah. Dashi, fourth line, Lerabot Lele Yom Tov Aharon Ve'en Simcha Ela Bachilat Shilamim. Now, how do you be besimcha? By eating korban shilamim. The Yom Tov Aharon Gufe Lo. Now we know that Yom Tov Aharon itself, in the 8th day, there's no obligation. Which is already, we said that the simcha is for 7 days, not for 8 days. But the hadush of Ha'itach Sameach is including the last night. So the Gemara says, Lerabot le Yom Tov Aharon Simcha. Ata Omer le Yom Tov Aharon. Or Enu Ela le Yom Tov Arishon. Who told you to include the last night? Maybe it's coming to include the first night. Which means maybe it's coming to tell you that on the first night of Yom Tov, the first night of the holiday, you have to have Korban Shilamim. Which means Vayitach Sameach is coming to include something, you're telling me. Why did you include the last night? Why did you come to include the first night? So he was Tamud Lomar, Ach. The Pasuk says Ach Chilek. Which means it's dividing. Which is obvious, it's coming to include one and to exclude another. Whatever it says in the word Ach, the Torah uses the word Ach. Ach is an exclusion. Ve'ita ach sameyah. And if it's coming to tell you, on one of the two nights, you have to be besimcha. So the Gemara chose to include the last night and not the first night. So the Gemara says, my tama, why? La mishum de'en lo b'may yismach. Because on the first night of Yom Tov, when does that mean you had to slaughter the korban shelamim? You had to do with me'ariv. Ah, so must be because the reason why it's no good is because you need the zivicha, bishat, simcha. So therefore, we've proved our point over here that the whole reason why there's no obligation on the first night of Yom Tov to have the shalmei simcha. Why? Because the only time you're able to slaughter it is me'ariv, and me'ariv we're just saying it's no good. So we have a proof. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the reason. Like the reason was stated, Ma ra'ita l'rabot lele yom tov acharon ulotzi lele yom tov rishon. What did you see that you wanted to include the last night of Yom Tov and you excluded the first night? Marbe ani lele yom tov acharon. The reason why I am going to include the last night, sheyes simcha lefanav. Because there's simcha the night before as well, which means it's already included in the days of simcha, because the night before the last night of Yom Tov is also Chol HaMoed. It's the last night of Yom Tov, the night before is the simcha, is the holiday itself. So therefore, I continue the simcha. Umotzi ani lele Yom Tov Rishon she'en simcha lefanav. But before the first night, there is no simcha. So therefore, if I have a choice, which night to include for simcha, I'll include the night that's followed by simcha, and exclude the night that's not followed by simcha, which means the first night before it, there is no simcha. It's not the holiday yet. So therefore, the Gemara gives a different reason. The reason why you choose the last night, and not the first night, not because you couldn't slaughter the korban before, and have something. No! Therefore, you have no proof for Ula's statement. Comes Gemara and says, Mativ Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asked the question now. Hagigat Arba'a Asar Yotze Ba Mishum Simcha. Good. The Hagigah, the Korban Hagigah, that let's say they brought on the 14th, Eid of Pesach, you are Yotze Bo Mishum Simcha. Now right away, that's a question. Because here you're telling me that you need a zivicha b'shat simcha. And here this b'raita is telling me what? That if you slaughter the hagigah on Erev Pesach, you can use it for simcha, meaning on the holiday. Ve'en yotzei ba mishum hagigah. But you cannot be yotzei your obligation of hagigah. Why? Because once you earmarked it for one korban, you cannot fulfill one korban with an obligation of another korban. Now, amai, How can you say this braita makes sense? Habayinat zviha b'shat simcha v'neka. What do you mean? How could you tell me that if you slaughtered the korban on the 14th, you could use it for shalmei simcha? You just told me you need zviha b'shat simcha. Amar avidi bar avin she'ikev v'shachata. Which means it's not talking about where you slaughtered on the 14th. It's talking about a case where you designated it for a korban shalamim for the 14th. However, you never ended up slaughtering it on the 14th. So the hadush of the Gemara is that even though you designated it for a shilamim on the 14th, or a hagigah, for example, you designated it for a hagigah on the 14th, but you didn't slaughter it on the 14th. So the hadush is you can be yotzebo mishum shilamim if you slaughter it on the 15th. So you do need zeviha bishat simcha. Amar Rav Asher said, "Hachinam mistabra." It makes sense to interpret that braita like that. Why? Because if you're not going to say that, ha matnita man ketanila. Who was the author of this braita? Gemara says Ben Tema. The author was Ben Tema. Now we learned yesterday in the Shita Ben Tema, the Gemara says Ben Tema ha pasta la belina, which means if you remember Ben Tema Shita was that the hagiga of Yud Dalet has the same deen as Korban Pesach. And therefore, just like Korban Pesach is Pasul Belina, meaning the next morning already it is Pasul, so Hagigat Yudal is also Pasul by the next morning. So if you're going to tell me that you slaughtered this Hagigah on the 14th, already by the 15th of the morning is Pasul. So therefore, you can't say that's the case. Because the Brit is clearly telling you that a Hagigah of Yudal, you can eat on the 15th. Now, according to Ben Tema, you cannot eat it. If it was slaughtered on the 14th, it's considered Hagigat Yudal. What does Ben Tema hold by Hagigat Yudal? It's like Korban Pesach. Meaning, once the morning comes, you have to get rid of it. So therefore, must be that we're talking about where you slaughtered it on the 15th. And therefore, it is Zeviha Bishat Simcha. Shema Minna, proof positive. Comes the Gemara and says, Mativ Rava. Rava brings a question. Ha'alel v'asimcha shemona. Which is on the holiday of Sukkot. You have to say the Halel for 8 days. And also you have to be besimcha for 8 days. So the Gemara says, V'i amar ba'inan zeviha b'shat simcha. If you're telling me that the Korban can only be slaughtered at the time of simcha, hazimnin sagi'in. It's many times it's going to happen. Delo mashkachat la ela shiva. We can only have a possibility to have 7 days. How? Kegon shechal yom tov rishon liot b'shabbat. Let's say yom tov rishon falls on Shabbat. When are you going to slaughter the shalmei simcha? Yeah, you're going to have to slaughter from before the holiday. Oh, so what do you see over here? But still, it says that you have to be b'simcha 8 days. So it's mashma that even if you slaughtered the korban from before the holiday, it's going to be considered legitimate. That means you don't need ziviha b'shat simcha. So comes the Gemara says, "Amar avuna bered Rav Yehuda mesamecho b'sire haregalim." Says no. In that case, you do have simcha 8 days, but you don't have to have the korban shalme simcha. The simcha will manifest itself with a different korban. On the holiday, they would bring a korban sa'ir. That was one of the korbanot of Sibur. They would bring a sa'ir lahatat. And the Kohanim would eat that korban. So the Gemara is saying, that's what the simcha is. The simcha will be in the fact that the Kohanim are going to eat the sa'ir hatat of the regel. So Amarava, shtei teshuvot badavar. He says, that's your answer? When the Torah says simcha, you think it's referring to the sa'ir hatat that the Kohanim are eating? I have two questions or two refutations on what you just said. Hada the sa'ir regalim hay ne'echalim sli en ne'echalim. First of all, these korbanot, although they're allowed to be brought on Yom Tov, and that's the korban of the holiday, but you don't roast them on Yom Tov. You only roast them motza'eh. And therefore, let's say, for example, the first day was Shabbat. Right, we're talking about the case where the first day was Shabbat. Are you allowed to bring the Sa'ireh Hatat of the Regalim on Shabbat? Yes, you're allowed to bring. However, the Hakamim said the Shechita is only Doche. But the roasting it is not Doche. You don't roast these Sa'ireh Regalim until when? Motzei Shabbat. So therefore, if anything, the Kohanim are eating this meat. If they're going to eat it at all, they're going to eat it raw. Now, the Gemara says, V'simcha b'chai leka. There is no simcha in eating raw meat. Jeez, that's Lava's first refutation. Which means, you want to tell me the simcha as well in the Seyre Chatat? First of all, the Seyre Chatat, if it's going to be eaten at all on Yom Tov, Shachal Yom Shabbat, it's going to be eaten raw. Because you can't roast it on Shabbat. There's no simcha when you eat a piece of meat raw. The whole simcha is when you roast it. Secondly, the od kohanim ochlin the Yisrael b'masimichin, which means you only solved the kohanim, but the Yisraelim, where they're going to have simcha? The Yisraelim do not eat the seire chatat of the regel. So that's Rava's two questions. Ela marapapa. So the Gemara says, if Yom Tov Rishon falls out on Shabbat, yes, there is simcha. You know what the simcha is? That you wear a nice ksut nekiya, nice clothes, and yain yashan, you drink old wine. So therefore, really, we go back to our original premise that the simcha can only be bishat, the zivicha can only be bishat simcha. And really, when the Torah says you have to be happy for 8 days, and when the first day falls out on Shabbat, the simcha of Shabbat, the first day of Yom Tov, is not going to be b'shamet simcha, because you can't store the b'shamet simcha from before the holiday. Oh, so what's going to be the simcha in that case? The simcha will be ksut nekiya. You know, you're wearing nice clothes and drinking old wine. Ki ata Ravin, when the Ravin came from Eretz Israel, Tebaveh. Amar Rabbi Elazar, he quoted Rabbi Elazar as saying, "Shelamim sheshachatan me'erev Yom Tov, the korban shelamim that you slaughtered from before Yom Tov, yotze b'hem mishum simcha, ve'en yotze b'hem mishum hagiga." Which means, according to Rav Avin, he's quoting Rabbi Elazar the exact opposite the way we learned till now. If you remember Ula, when he started today's Gemara, Ula quoted Rabbi Elazar as saying that if you slaughtered the Shamei Simcha from before the holiday, Eno Yotze. Now Ravin came along with a statement from Rabbi Elazar that said the exact opposite. That if you slaughtered the Shelamim from before Yom Tov, you are Yotze Bo. Mishum Shamei Simcha. And he explains, Yotze Mishum Simcha. The reason why you Yotze Mishum Simcha. Lo Ba'inan Zivicha. Bishat Simcha. You don't need the slaughtering to be at the time of Simcha. Ve'lo mishum hagiga. And the reason why you're not yotze mishum shalmei hagiga of the Yom Tov, havi davar shebechobah. Again, the same reason. Because hagiga is mandatory. Ve'chol davar shebechobah, eno ba ela menacholin. And anything that's chobah can only come from things that were not designated for another korban. Metive. So now they ask the question according to this opinion. Same brayta that we quoted above. The pasuk says what? On the holiday you have to be happy. What does it mean? Lerabot lele yom tov ha'acharon simcha. To come and include that the simcha has to be even on the last night. Lerabot lele yom tov ha'acharon. Who told you to come include the last night? Or enu ela lerabot lele yom tov ha'rishon. Maybe it's coming to include the first night. Tamud lomar ach. Comes to say ach chilek, which means it's coming to split, meaning one night yeah, one night no. So the Gemara says my tama. What's the reason why you excluded the first night of simcha? La mishum de'en lo bema yismach. It must be because you don't have what to be happy with. Why? Because on the first night, when do you slaughter the Shamei Simcha? The day before. And therefore, it must be saying that what? That you are not Yotze with such a Korban, because the Zivicha is not Bishat Simcha. That's a question now against Rabbi Elazar. I repeat, Rabbi Elazar held what? You don't need Zivicha Bishat Simcha, according to this version. Which means, even if you slaughter from before the holiday, you could use it for Shamei Simcha. So we're asking a question from the Braita. The Braita clearly says on Yom Tov Rishon, the first night, you do not have to have Simcha. So the Gemara is asking, why? Why that night you're exempt? must be because the only time you could slaughter that korban is when? The day before. And must be that doesn't count. And that's why, instead of including the first night for simcha, you can't include it because there's no option. Must be we included the last night. Because the last night you could do from the day before Yom Tov. Therefore you could slaughter the korban. And you have zeviha. So therefore, that's a question against Rabbi Elazar. So he says, no, that's not the reason. That's not the reason why we don't include the first night. Kedetanya, like we learned in the Brayta. But Mara ita rabot le yom tova haron udotzi le yom tova rishon. What's the reason why we included the last night and not the first night? Marbe ani le yom tova haron sheesim halifarav. I include the last night that has days before it that are also b'simcha. But I'm going to come to exclude the first night that is not preceded by days of Simcha. So therefore, the Gemara basically, until this point, this is the end of this piece, and then we move on to a new point. Basically, the skeleton of this Gemara was two different statements of Rabbi Elazar. One in the name of Ula quoting him, and one in the name of Rabbi Avin. Ula held that Rabbi Elazar says that you need zeviha b'shat simcha. Rav Avin held, no, you don't need zeviha b'shat simcha. And that was basically the Gemara, and each opinion brought its proofs or questions for their opinions. Comes the Gemara now and continues. Amar Rav Kahana, new point. Minayin le'emure hagigat hamisha asad shenifsalin belina. Now let's go again. We know that on the 15th, which is the Yom Tov, you have to bring shalme hagiga. Now, of course, the shalme hagiga, the owners do eat from that meat, but some of the fats and the meat go on the mizbeach. Those are called the emurin, right? That's the pieces of meat that go on the mizbeach. So the Gemara is asking, how do you know that the emurim that go on the mizbeach in the shalme hagiga are subject to the law of lina, meaning by the time the morning comes, already they have to be burnt. They have to be gone, which means you cannot leave them over until the next day. How do you know that they're subject to the laws of lina? Again, we're talking about the meat that is on the mizbeach. So comes the Gemara, Shene Emar. Well, we have a beferush pasuk. It says, Velo yalin halef hagi ad boker. It says, do not leave over the fats of my korban of the holiday until the morning. And which morning are we talking about? Usmich le reshit. The next pasuk says the word reshit. Talks about the laws of bikurim. Now, again, this word reshit has nothing to do with the korban. It's a different pasuk that just says, you know, reshit bikure ad matecha. But from the fact that it says the word reshit right after the word boker, so the pasuk as if it's saying like this: Velo yalin halef hagi ad boker. Which boker? Reshit, the first boker, which means that you bring the korban on the 15th hagiat yom tov tedvav, and therefore you put it on the mizbeach. So by the 16th in the morning, that's the next morning, already has to be gone. You only have one day, right? Ad boker, meaning the first boker. So comes the Gemara and says, Lememra, you mean to say, Dehai boker rishon? You mean to tell me when it says in that pasuk, the boker is referring to the first morning? Is that what you mean? Matkif la Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef has a question. I'm sorry. Lememra dehai boker boker rishon. Period. To teach us that boker in the pasuk is boker rishon because it said the word reshit. Mm-hmm. Now this implies that if it didn't say the word reshit, I would not think that boker means the next morning. Right? It's the key of the derash is from the word reshit, implying that without reshit, I don't know that boker is the next morning. Well, what am I going to think it is? Obviously, I think it's the second morning. So one of the questions that the Gemara is going to ask is, what are you talking about? Stam boker means the next morning. And the Gemara is going to show it to us from somewhere else. So one of the questions the Gemara is going to ask over here is, what did you need to bring me the reshit item?
Even without the reshit, from the fact that it just says boker, I assume boker means the next day. That's going to be basically the question that the Gemara is going to ask. It's not going against this derasha. It's just saying you didn't need the word reshit to prove your point. The Gemara says, "Matkifla Rav Yosef." Rav Yosef had a question. Tama dichtiv reshit. Your whole derasha is based on what? That the pasuk of No Yalin Halev Hagiyat Boker is juxtaposed right next to the word reshit. Ha lo katav reshit. Now, if it didn't say the word reshit, hava amina my boker, I would have thought, what does boker mean? Boker sheni, the next morning. Now, what would the next morning be? Which means, if you slaughtered on the 15th, right? So you'd have until the morning of the 17th. That's what I would think. So he says, mi ika midi de basar efsal le meurta ve murim ad safra. Is that possible to even think that? Because let's analyze. There's two parts to the Hagigah. There's the part that you eat, and there's the part that you burn. Now, the Korban can be eaten for 2 days and one night. So therefore, you slaughter it on the 15th. So the 15th is one day. The 15th by night, right, is the first night. And then the 16th, that's the second day. That means by the end of the 16th, the basad that you're eating has to be get rid of. But you're going to tell me the emurim are not getting rid of till the morning of the 17th. That comes out that the emurim that are more stringent, they go on the mizbeah, they're more lenient than the basar that you eat, that you have to get rid of the basar before the... Can't be. Which is, how did you even think to say boker means the second morning? That's going to put the emurim at a later time than the basar. So the Gemara says, Amar le'abaye alama. Why not? Who said that you can't have a later time for emurim than basar? Well, wait, what is his source? Alama lo? Well, why not? V'are Pesach, oh, Korban Pesach, l'Rabbi el-Azar ben Azaria, de basar efsal le mechatzot, v'murin ad safra. Rabbi el-Azar ben Azaria is a shita. What's the cutoff point that you can eat Korban Pesach? Midnight, chatzot. When does the fats that were put on the mizbeah of the Korban Pesach have to be ridden by? By the morning. So you see what? The basar preempts the emunim. So the Gemara says, if that's your question, that's not a question. It's possible that the basar's time can expire before the emunim time expires. So that's not a she'ela. Which means I have no problem if I would think that the word boker means the second day. And if I need the word reshit to tell me it means the first day. Because I would think it's the second day, because it's possible that the basar would end on the night of the 16th, and then when he would go until the 17th, just like Rabbi Elazar says, why? Korban Pesach. So Amar Rabba Rabbi Yosef, Haki Kakashele. Now, this was his question. It's a different question. Mi Ika Midi, De Ilu Tana Le Basar, Lo Ba'e Reshit, Verafkana Le Emurin, Ba'e Reshit, which means, do you have an item? When we see by another Tana, we didn't see this Tana yet, we're going to see this Tana right now. We have another Tana that clearly is going to show us that the word boker alone means the next morning. So if you have a Tana that says stam boker is the next morning, where does Rav Kana come along and tell me that you need a boker with the word neshit to tell me it's the next morning? Which is Rav Kana cannot, the boker means the next morning. We're going to see a Tana clearly in a different case that shows you the word boker alone means the next morning. So where does Rav Kana come along and say, yeah, boker, followed by the sheet? What are you talking about? You're better than the Tana? We have a Tana that clearly says you don't need the sheet to tell you it's the next morning. So that's the Gemara's question. Now I'll read that inside again. Mi'ika midi, is there an item? De'ilu Tana le'basar lo ba'ay reshit. A Tana that's going to talk about a law of the basar, he doesn't need the word reshit to tell you it's the next morning. But Afkana, when it comes to his law of emurim, he needs the word reshit.
Now, Mayi, what is this Tana? The Tanya, we have a Braita.
Okay, let's learn the Braita.
Lo yalin min abbasar asher tizbach ba'erev bayom arishon laboker.
Let's just learn what the Pasuk is talking about over here. This Pasuk is in context of Hagigat Yudalad. This is talking about the Korban Hagigah that was brought with the Korban Pesach, as we learned in yesterday's Mishnah, on the 14th of Nisan. What does it say in the Pasuk? Lo yalin min abbasar asher tizbach ba'erev
ביום הראשון לבוקר, which means you slaughter me on ערב פסח, do not leave it ביום הראשון, the next morning, לבוקר. So the Gemara doesn't explain exactly what that time is. And we go to עמוד ב', לימד, we were taught, על חגיגת י"ד שנאכלת לשני ימים ולילה אחד.
Oh, we learn over here from the Pasuk, that Hagigat Yedalid, you get 2 days and one night. Meaning, the 14th, that's one day. The following night, and the next day. Mm-hmm. Which would mean, until the end of the 15th. How do they learn that? Because the Pasuk says, and I quote, three times over here, Lo yalim min abbasar asher tizbach ba'erev, that's the 14th, that's when you slaughtered, Ayre Pesach.
Bayom HaRishon, Bayom HaRishon would be on the 15th itself, Laboker, until the following morning, meaning until the morning of the 16th. So therefore, yeah, you technically have 2 days. You have the 14th and the 15th, which means you cannot leave over until the morning. Look at the top Rashi. Oh, so look at the top line. I explain. Top line of the Gemara, Limid. Al Hagigat Arba Asar, the Hagigat that's brought on the 14th, Shine Echelet Leshne Yamim Velaila Echad. Which means when it says Boker, it means the second Boker after the Shechita. What's the second Boker after the Shechita? The 16th. Right? So therefore, on Tedvav, you can still eat the Hagigah. So therefore, technically, it's coming to tell you, you can eat it by the night of the 14th, okay, or the 14th, let's go slow, the 14th, when you slaughter it, it's still edible, it's Ayin Pesach, then that night, obviously, is the night of the 15th, right? And then you have the 15th itself, and then they're telling you, that's when you're eating it, but it's telling you you have to burn the fats of it until the subsequent morning, meaning the Boker after the next morning, which would be the 16th. That's the Gemara saying. So the Gemara says, who told you that? O'en o'ela liyom v'layla. Who says, maybe the Pasuk is coming to tell me the first morning, which means that you cannot leave over from the fats until Boker. Mazeh Boker? The next morning, meaning the 15th in the morning. Kishu omer bayom arishon. When the Pasuk says, Bayom HaRishon, Hare Boker Sheni Amur, which means the Gemara says, if you read the Pasuk is coming to tell you that what? When it says, Bayom HaRishon, it's mashma that you have the whole Yom HaRishon to eat, and then the following Boker, you have to get rid of it. Which means, when the Pasuk says, you slaughter it on Erev, and then you eat it in the Yom HaRishon is what? The 15th. So the Boker must be followed by the 15th. When is that must be? The 16th. The Gemara chooses that to be the time. So comes the Gemara and says, good. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Comes the Gemara and says, "O eno ela boker rishon." Gemara is going back and forth. Gemara, who said? Maybe it means boker rishon. Maybe it means that you can't eat the korban only until the first morning, meaning the 15th in the morning. Now, this is a very strange braita, only because you just told me it can't mean that. You told me it has to mean when it says Yom Rishon, it means the 15th, and then it says the boker must be the day after. So you proved it already. Then you tell me, or maybe not. Maybe not. You just make up your mind. Then you just told me it has to be. Then you tell me maybe not. Mm-hmm. Fine. The Gemara says, "Uma ani mekayem hagiga ne'echelet l'shnei yamim ve'layla echad." We have a statement that says, "Korban hagiga is eaten l'shnei yamim ve'layla echad." Normally, that's the din of hagiga. The hagiga is eaten 2 days and one night, and it says, "Chutz mizu." Chutz mizu, except for this one. Now what is this referring to? Which means like this, we have a pasuk. I'm going to show you the pasuk immediately. It's a pasuk that clearly is going to teach us that the korban hagigah is eaten for 2 days and one night. Now, according to this, that you're going to tell me that the hagigah of Arba'asar, that is the hagigah that we're bringing on the Arba'asar, if you're telling me what? That it's brought on the 14th and can only be eaten until the next day, which means that pasuk that says hagigot are eaten 2 days and one night must be referring to other hagigot besides hagigat yudalit. Let's go slow again. If you tell me you have a pasuk that tells me stam hagigot you get to eat 2 days and one night, very good. Must be it was not referring to hagigat yudalit, because if you tell me hagigat yudalit only get 1 day. So that derasha of 2 days cannot be applicable to Hagigat Yudalit. Total Gemara saying. Jesus, the Gemara was going like this. How do you, we're toying back and forth. Hagigat Yudalit, do you eat it by the next morning or do you have the following? So Gemara says, well, I would like to say you get the second morning. Because it says Yom Rishon, then it says the Boker. So after Yom Rishon, go to the next Boker. Yeah, but maybe it means Mamash the next morning. Maybe it means the book could be the next morning. Well, if you're going to learn like that, then you're going to have to say that when it says a hagiga usually gets 2 days, it's chutz mizu. Which it's not including then hagigat yedalid. And therefore continue. Kishu omer. But when it says in the pasuk, im neder o nedaba. We have a pasuk. What's the pasuk? I read you the whole pasuk. It says, "Ve'im neder or nedava zevach korbano." If a person brings a neder, a vow, or he brings a nedava, which is a donation, let's say, "Biyom akribot zevcho ye'achel umimachorat." Clearly, it says that's the shilamim. You get 2 days, which means when you bring a shilamim of a neder and a nedava, you clearly get 2 days. Now, it says, from the fact that there's an extra word here, im. It just could have said v'neder, v'nedava. The fact that it said im neder. What was the im of that pasuk coming to include? Limed al hagigat arba asar shene echelet l'shne yamim v'layla echad. That im comes and tells me that it's including hagigat yudalit. That why it also gets 2 days. So basically what the Braita did over here was, it toyed back and forth. Hagigat Yudalit, 1 day or 2 days. The Gemara said, you know what? 2 days. Why? Because it can't be 1 day. Because we know we have a derasha from the word im, neder o nedaba, that tells me that it's including Hagigat Yudalit as a regular shilamim that you get 2 days. Now before the Gemara is going to ask its question, the Gemara is going to analyze for a second this Braita. The Gemara is going to question the Braita's analysis over here. Then we're going to go back and bring the question. So the Gemara goes on. Amar Mor. We have a statement. O eno ela boker rishon. Right? In the Gemara's Braita, it said, well, it's the second day. Who says it's the second day? Maybe it's the first day. What do you mean? Ha Amar? You told me already. Kishu omer bayom rishon hare boker sheni amur. Which is, you proved it right from the Pesukim. The Pesuk says, Velo yalin halev hagi, do not leave I'm going to give you the exact words. Lo yalin mina basar. Don't leave from the basar. Asher tesbah bayom arishon. Yom arishon was the 15th. And the boker must have been the next day. So once already you're proving it from Pesukim, how do you go back and say, or maybe not? What do you mean maybe not? You ready? You fit it into the Pesukim already. So Amar Mor, I read again. Or eno ela boker rishon. Or maybe it means the first boker. What do you mean? Ha amar, you told them already. Kishu omer bayom arishon, hare boker sheni amur. Which means what it says, yom rishon is the next day, la boker is the following day. So how could you go back now and say, maybe not? So Gemara's not a haki kamar. This is what the Gemara was saying. O eno ela b'shte hagigot ha-katuv b'daber. Oh. Who told you to learn the pasuk like we were learning it? We were always learning this pasuk talking about hagigat yodalet. Right? When we analyze it, hagigat yodalet, you get 2 days. Who told you to learn the pasuk like that? Maybe the pasuk is about two different korbanot. Maybe it's talking about hagigat yodalet. And it's talking about hagigat tedvav. And you know what the pasuk is telling me? The hagigat yodalet you have until when? Bayom Rishon. Which is the next morning. You have until the next morning. And the one that you bring on Tedvav, you have until the following Boker. Who told you to learn it one Korban, 2 days? Maybe it's two Korbanot, and each one only gets 1 day. And the Gemara explains. Maybe b'shte hagigot ha-ketuv medaber. Ahat hagigat arba'asar, v'ahat hagigah hamisha'asar. Right? One of the 14th and one of the 15th. Vizu lebokra, vizu lebokra. Which means, hagigat arba'asar until the next morning of the 15th. And hagigat hamisha'asar, the morning of the 16th. And the pasuk would mean like this. Lo yalin min basar asher tizbach ba'erev. Which means, basar hagigat arba'asar. Do not leave until the next morning. Right? Lo yalin aboker. That's the Tedvav, and the basar that you would bring on Yom Rishon, also, you cannot leave until the morning, you only have until the 16th. I read you the pasuk again. Lo yalin min basar asher tizbach ba'erev, which means the basar of the 14th, which is Erev Pesach, do not leave it until what? Boker, till the morning, period. Now, also by Yom Rishon, the korban that you bring on Yom Rishon, that's the hagigat tedvav, also, Ada Boker. So therefore, who told you that you get 2 days at all? I'll tell you the pasuk is talking about two different korbanot. Gemara says, oh, Hadar Amas. Then the brayta continues. Ela de kaimalan hagiga neichel l'shte yamin v'layla echad. Right, we have a derashah from the word im neder. What does im neder come and tell me? That hagiga gets 2 days. Im ken, im neder o nedaba b'may. What is it coming to include? Hagigat arba'asar haketiv ba yom v'layla. Hagigat hamisha'asar haketiv ba yom v'layla. What are you talking about? If you're talking about hagigat yudalit, it only gets 1 day. If you're talking about hagigat tedvav, it only gets 1 day. Which means you can't learn the pasuk like this. Because if you learn the pasuk, it's about two hagigot. And you only get the following day, the following morning. What is the pasuk of imnedir imnedirah coming to include? Because the Im Neder Midaba comes and tells me that not only a Neder and a Daba get 2 days, but even Hagigah gets 2 days. Which Hagigah? Hagigah Yedalit? No. Hagigah Tedvav? No. You can't learn the pasuk like that. So therefore, Ela, Hayla Hagigat Hamisha Asar. Really, the pasuk that tells me you get 2 days of Im Neder and Midaba is coming to tell me the Hagigah of Hamisha Asar. And what is it telling me? That you get to eat the hagigat hamisha asar like a hagigah, which is 2 days. And the pasuk of lo yalin is talking about the hagigah of arba asar. Therefore, you cannot explain it b'shte hagigot hakatuv medaber. Meaning, the pasuk that tells me you get 2 days and 1 night, that's from im neder im nedabah, that's on the regular korban hagigah of tedvav. Our pasuk lo yalin is talking about what hagigah of yudalit, and what is it saying? Oh, so therefore, I don't know. Is it referring to 1 day or is it referring to 2 days? So I have a special derasha to tell me that even hagigah yudalit gets 2 days and 1 night. What does the pasuk say? I'll tell you, lo yalin min abasar ashet tizbach ba'erev, meaning on Erev Pesach you slaughtered the korban, right? Bayom Rishon, the next day, ad haboker is referring to the following. So therefore, I have a special derasha to tell me that hagigat yudalid also gets 2 days. We thought to say maybe both get 1 day. You couldn't say that because I have a din hashah that says im neder im nedara. So that person was coming to tell me even Hagigat Tedvav gets 2 days. How do you know Hagigat Yudalit gets 2 days? From the Pasuk of Lo Yalin Laboker. That's now the Pirush of the Braita. So I'd like to go back for a second and just read the Braita through to see exactly the way we understand it now. So we would read the Braita like this. I'm going to go off to the bottom of the daf again and just read it again with the Pirush of the Gemara now. Exactly. Netanya. Lo yalim rabasar shizbah ba'erev b'yom rishon la'boker. Okay, good. That's the pasuk. V'imed ha'gigat yudalit. So for it ha'gigat yudalit shnechel l'shnei yamin ve'layla echad. Good. Like we learned the pasuk, 2 days, 1 night. Meaning you have the 14th and you have the 15th. Those are the 2 days. Okay, that you have to eat. So comes the Gemara and says, O eno ela leyom balayla, or maybe it only means the next morning, one morning. Kishu omer bayom rishon, hare boker sheni amur. No, when it says yom rishon, that's the 15th, and then it says la boker, that's referring to the 16th. Now the Gemara, O eno ela boker rishon. At that point, the Gemara is saying maybe it's talking about two hagigot. Which means, who says that you're talking about Korban Hagigat Yudalit and you get 2 days? Maybe that second boker is referring to the Korban that was brought by Yom HaRishon and Chamisha Asar, and it's telling you, this gets 1 day, and the Hagigat Yudalit gets 1 day. So the Gemara says, oh, you have a problem. Because we have a clear dirashah from the Pasuk, Ineder Inedaba, that tells me, we're coming to tell you that not only Ineder Inedaba gets 2 days, but a Hagigah also gets 2 days. Which Hagigah? Yedalit, Tedvav, and none of them are included according to what you're learning. Eli, you must say that that Pasuk of Neder Inedaba was talking about Hagigat Tedvav. And it's coming to tell Hagigat Tedvav does get 2 days. Beautiful. How do you know Hagigat Yedalit, what's the deen? I'm going to also tell you you get 2 days. Where? From the Pasuk of Lo Yalin. Now we get to the question. This was all the build-up to get to a question. What's the question? So the Gemara says, Tama dichtiv bayom arishon laboker. The only reason why you made this derasha is because it says bayom arishon, and then it says laboker. How do I know the boker is the second day? Because it's followed by yom arishon. Yom Rishon would mean the 15th. La Boker would mean the next. Implying what? That if it just said Boker alone means the next day, the first day. So therefore, what did you have to come and tell me? That when it comes to the Emurim, when it comes to the fats on the Mizbeah, of a Korban Hagigah that's brought on the 15th, you're telling me that you have to burn them until when? Till the next morning. I mean, they got to be burnt by the 16th. Why? Because it says the word bulk, and then it says the word reshit. Right. What do you need the word reshit for? Mm-hmm. Even without reshit, stam boker means the next morning. Harayah. Because here, the only reason why you learned the second morning is because it said bayom harishon la boker. So already the boker must be following the next day. Mm-hmm. But if it just would have said boker alone, means the next day. So if the Gemara is just questioning, what did you? It's overkill. What did you need reshit to prove that it's the next day? You didn't need reshit. You could have just learned it from the word boker itself. And I read that inside. Tama dichti bayom rishon da boker. Temay boker, boker sheni. Ha kol hecha dichti boker stama, boker rishon. Even though Reshit was not written. So basically, what happens in this piece is you had a statement. Zafkana made that statement. Right? It was Zafkana's statement exactly. And it's the halakha that the Emurim of Hagigat Hamisha Asar is Pasul by the next morning. You just slaughter it on Yom Tov Rishon, that's the 15th, by the 16th. Already, the Emurim have to be gone. You don't have 2 days. Boker. Now, how did you know it's the next morning? Because it says the word Boker, and the next word is Reshit. Reshit, the first Boker. The Gemara, in a very long question, was asking one question, and one question only. What do you need Reshit to prove your point? Your point could have been proven just from the word Boker alone. Okay. What was the proof? It brought a whole long proof to know exactly how long you get to eat Hagigat Yudalid. And back and forth, the Gemara concluded you get 2 days. And how did it know 2 days? Because it says, "Bayom Rishon Laboker." Bayom Rishon is the next day, would be the 15th. Laboker would be the 16th. That's how you know 2 days. Implying, only because it said, "Yom Rishon Laboker," it's 2 days. But if it just would have said Boker, it's the first day, even without a Reshit.
Right.
So therefore, you didn't need to prove your point by using the Inyan of Reshit. Now, in the interim, we just learned that Hagigat Tedvav also gets 2 days as well. And we learned that from Im Neder, Im Nedaba, that not only Im Neder and Nedaba get 2 days, but also something else. And therefore, this Pesuk must be talking about only Hagigat Yedalit. And therefore, the Chiddush one, it also gets 2 days, as we said. So that's basically the point of this Gemara. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Ve'amen.